Dr. Wellington Ferguson, Circadian Cardiology Consultation on patient Hossein, H-O-S-E-I-N, first name Linda, L-I-N-D-A, date of birth January 2nd, 1949, date of evaluation May 10th, 2022, the referring facility, Grand, G-R-A-N-D, Lake, L-A-K-E, Garden. The chief complaint, 73-year-old female, was seen for initial consultation, period. The HCI, the patient is a 73-year-old female with a history of hypothyroidism, comma hypertension, coronary artery disease, hypercholesterolemia, who was found to have coronary artery disease and underwent a drug-eluting stent to the LAD, period. She reportedly had residual 50-60% stenosis of the left circumflex and 30% stenosis of the RCA, period. She was further found to have moderate aortic stenosis, period. Patient has chronic back pain, which limits her ability to walk, period. She is able to walk less than one block, period. Patient is now seen for initial evaluation, period. She is anticipated to have cataract surgery, period. The past medical history as noted includes 1, moderate aortic stenosis, next number coronary artery disease, next number diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number optic neuropathy, past surgical history, stenting of the LAD, next number C-section, next number cholecystectomy, next number left clavicle fracture, next number humeral fracture. The medications, furosemide 40 milligrams, 1 daily, irbesartan, IRBESARTAN, 150 milligrams daily, lanosprazole, LANSOPRAZOLE, 30 milligrams daily, levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, metformin, 750 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, magnesium 500 milligrams daily, vitamin D 5,000 units Q weekly, pregabalin 25 milligrams daily, diltiazem 24XR 120 milligrams daily, the allergies. Sulfur results in angioedema, as does morphine. She is allergic to shellfish and further allergic to codeine. The family history, mother had rheumatic fever and valve replacement. Father had prostate cancer. Social history, patient notes occasional alcohol use, but no cigarettes or drugs. Review of system. She has had recent weight loss. Skin, she reports itching. Eyes, as per HCI. Nose, she reports a heightened smell. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Neck, she has stiffness and decreased range of motion. Cardiovascular, she reports edema. Genitourinary, she has frequency of urination. Neurologic, she has headache. endocrine. She now has history of diabetes. The additional history, patient was scheduled for cataract surgery. She apparently was on the table for a procedure. Then the anesthesiologist noted atrial fibrillation period. Patient was subsequently referred for evaluation period. She denies symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath period. The patient additionally is noted to have atrial fibrillation period, musculoskeletal, significant for history of back pain. She has had MRI, which revealed bulging disc period. She has status post cortisone times 2. The physical examination, blood pressure 122/79, pulse 75, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches, weight 206 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular, there is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region period. Rhythm is irregular period. The extremities reveal 2 to 3+ sitting edema period. Data review. ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 90 beats per minute, period. There is incomplete right bundle branch loss, period. Q waves are noted in leads 3 and AVF, period. Non-specific SVT wave changes noted in the early precordial leads, period. The patient was referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on October 30th, 2024, revealed heart rate of 120 to 140 beats per minute, period. Left ventricular function was noted to be normal and hyperdynamic with ejection fraction of greater than 80%, period. Left atria is mildly dilated, period. There is moderate aortic stenosis present. Mean aortic valve pressure gradient is 27 millimeters of mercury, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. The estimated PA pressure systolic is 34 millimeters of mercury, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. The impression 1, atrial fibrillation. Next number, moderate aortic stenosis. Next number, history of coronary artery disease. The plan will continue furosemide, period, I have added metolazone 5 milligrams PO daily, period. She is maintained on Eliquis 5 milligrams PO BID, period. The patient, as noted, has history of coronary artery disease and hypertension and is scheduled for cataract surgery, period. Findings of volume overload are consistent with heart failure, period. She was noted to be tachycardic, period. Patient requires initial diuresis, period. However, given her moderate aortic stenosis and ongoing symptoms, she most likely requires aortic valve replacement, period.